We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, we're rolling. The Monday Muffin game really stepped up today. Bunk's been bringing in different sets of muffins on every Monday. It's called Muffin Monday now. We got cranberry orange today, which they look really good.
They do.
They look solid.
Other than vegan, I think that's the last option at Whole Foods, and I will never do that because I don't think you guys would want to eat those.
I'd try anything once. Okay. The zucchini ones weren't bad.
The zucchini ones were good.
Yeah. These look like they're going to...
Oh, you weren't here for that one.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think Tanitra ate your muffin.
Oh, that's fun. I brought in the zucchini one, which was definitely obviously like a healthier one.
That was the one we brought.
That means they all got crushed in one day. Was that last Monday?
Uh-huh.
There was one sitting in here for a while.
I think I ate it on Tuesday.
Okay, yeah.
I would try a zucchini muffin if that's what a vegan muffin is.
Well, no, it wasn't. There's a specific one that are vegan. I don't know what that means. I guess
because you can't use like milk or any kind of egg. Yeah. Like anything. It's just all grass.
So we can give it a shot next Monday or whatever. I don't know.
Those look good though. I'm gonna eat one in. Like
I'm scoping these chunks of cranberry out in there. I'm wondering if there's like chunks of orange or if there's just.
There's only one way to find out.
There is. Yeah, it's going down after the pod. I don't want to get all sticky fingered and.
Oh, yeah, sure. No one wants to talk while eating.
Well, then you get stuff all over stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Coming tomorrow and everything's all sticky.
I had one of the days that you weren't here, right the day before Thanksgiving. I ate a full meal while we were doing the podcast.
That's true. Brian was demolishing.
I was just eating
oxtails.
A whole thing of soul food and just murdering it. I don't care. You know, here, we're doing a podcast. This game only deserves like 20 seconds, but I want to ask you guys from the Giants perspective, does a tie end a losing streak?
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't lose.
Okay.
You lose.
All right.
You didn't lose.
Sure. Yeah, I guess
I just didn't know if a win had to snap a losing streak.
Does a tie end a winning streak? Because hadn't the
I
Commanders
guess it goes in both
won,
ways, right?
Had won X amount of games in a row.
Yeah.
Right?
So both streaks stopped,
I guess. So I guess what they do in the MLS is they call it an unbeaten streak.
Because
I remember.
Yes. Oh, a lost streak once you get the tie.
So we have a
non-winning
streak
would tie all these games
right now.
And they'd be like, oh, we've had a 9-match
unbeaten streak.
So what's the negative side of that?
Is unlosing.
It's just a non-winning streak?
Non-winning streak. Yeah.
There it is. Yeah. Well, the Giants are on their way to that, and they've kind of settled in. Being
man, I thought that kicker got it, man. I thought Gano. Is it Gano? I thought he got it there.
And Gano's been pretty good.
Yeah, it was a long field. It was a long field goal.
And ironically, that tie could get the Giants in.
Oh, sure.
It should.
They play again in 2 weeks.
I think it should. Get him in, actually.
Washington has a bye and then that. But that's like the 17th most interesting football game that happened this weekend. So thank you guys for indulging me for just 20 seconds there. Saturday was awesome before the game. Bo and I out there at
that
Reaver.
Place looked like it was sharp.
That place was cool.
It looked like it was.
Yeah, and I had no idea it existed. And it's just like because it's on the other side of the stadium. But I was
you can see it from State Farm Arena.
Yeah.
But to me, it looks like a club.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, and then they have a cool bar. I almost went to the bar up top after the game.
Okay, that's on the rooftop, right?
There's one on the rooftop. We were on the bottom floor. But
I know the building.
There's
you're
a huge
about.
Empty or like a huge open area bar with big TVs and everything, and it was really cool.
Did you go to the game? You didn't cover the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was it was 9:30. We just won the SEC championship. I'm done with all the stuff I need to do. I looked for a minute. I was like, do we? But I had to get ready because Bo and I were doing fantasy football at 8 a.m. the next morning.
I was telling Paul Bo when I cut in. I heard because I had to go. I was at Tito's, so I had to go to the package store real quick, and I heard the segment where Connor's, his name, was in the car.
Yeah.
Sucking traffic. Like, y'all sounded really good. Y'all did a really good job, man.
That was fun, man. We had a good time. And Bo was out there rocking the LSU suit.
Yeah, my boy had a whole suit on.
Oh, man.
But
looking sharp.
The funniest shit of, and yeah, I was about bent by then, but it was the funniest hell. My boy Bo said that their band was better than ours. I fell off
and whatever you can cling to.
Fucking couch laughing. I was like, we just beat y'all ass, and he's said the fucking
whatever
band.
You got.
Y'all got rock at halftime. That no, that really was
that
funny.
That shit was so funny, it. Man.
I was on the same thing.
The reason why I could see this so well is because I'm standing up because we're fucking leaving at that point. Like, yeah. All right, we can't drink in here. This sucks.
At halftime.
Did you bounce? Did you bounce at half?
Yeah.
Okay. After you halftime.
You can't drink
in no.
You can drink college.
It's only in the suites and
Archer. You know
this
what?
This is new, though.
You know what?
I don't know. In 2019.
I did not know that. Yeah. I did not know that you couldn't drink at Mercedes-Benz.
Well, it's the SEC championship.
Right.
That's why. It's because it's the SEC sanctioned.
But you can for the Chick-fil-A games.
But you can in the suite. If you're in the suite or the thing at the bottom, the club seats, you can drink. Yeah, because I saw those folks walking out like later. I was like, oh, you guys indulged.
Can you drink in the stands for the kickoff games or no?
That's a good question.
Because I guess I always
FCC don't really pay attention because I'm sitting in the press box.
Right,
I don't really
think about that. That is an SEC thing. So if there's an SEC
but it's not
there,
an SEC. It's a sanctioned by – it's not technically the SEC.
I did not know that.
That's an SEC-ACC matchup. So that's a sanctioned by the Chick-fil-A.
Washington played Auburn in the Chick-fil-A kickoff 5 years ago. And
you should be able to.
I got hammered.
And we'll confirm that for everybody before the end of the season and everything. Yeah, because it's going to be – I mean, you know, now it's – it's 8 p.m. on New Year's Eve.
Is that
so
game usually the early game?
Which
isn't that game usually the early game?
It's a TV matchup. Oh, okay. So Georgia and Ohio State's going to have massive.
Oh, no doubt about it.
I want to put that at night.
No doubt about
it. So that's 100%. They can flip flop those. They have the time slots at 4 and 8, and then they kind of settle in to see who's doing what.
It's kind of wild though, because that'll be a one body clock game because it's West Coast. Like the game will kick off at 1 o'clock.
Oh, talking about for them, for TCU and Michigan,
Which I mean, whatever it is, what it is.
And also, that should be. I mean, that's a short flight for any of the. You know, I know TCU's fan base and their alumni and everything isn't as big as some of these other schools. But
they're going to fucking show up.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Show
and that's a quick. That's a quick little. It's a quick flight. So. And all the people in Michigan are going to want to get out.
That was a hell of a game, too. That was a hell of a game. Duggar, he was getting the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah.
Every time I looked up, I was like, damn, they knocked his ass out again. Huh?
Yeah, he's a tough son of a
bitch. He's a tough ass kid.
And he's got a cannon.
Dude, he can sling it.
He just sits back there and throws laser beams, man.
Really hope. I hope he gets invited to New York. I don't know how many people are going
to
go.
He
you know, it's
has
either three
to,
or five.
Right?
I really hope. But you start to do it, it's like. To me, Caleb Williams is still the Heisman.
I think so too.
For sure he's there. Then you start to go, all right, who else is invited? You know, is it Stroud? Does Young get invited? Duggan get invited?
I think
does
Dugan Duggan's got to be.
Does
there.
Hooker
Hacksaw.
Get invited?
Hacksaw is new name
does
by the way.
Does DeQuavius get invited? You know, it's like who because you have to. There's
Michael,
like seven people who should get an invite and one person who should win.
Michael Penix led the nation in passing. Maybe
oh,
get him.
Well,
over
there,
there.
You go. By the way, out of all like because you know these bowl games. You know, I know people kind of only care about the playoff as far as the way it looks because there's not even lines for most of the other games. You guys have probably the most interesting game outside of the playoffs, the Alamo Bowl.
Washington, Texas. Texas is gonna
dude,
be
the Alamo Bowl is the funnest fucking bowl there is, dude. That's,
oh,
it's really? Always a good game.
I thought you meant the bowl itself.
Oh, no, they're always good.
They're always good ass games.
San Antonio?
Yeah, they're always – it's always a good game.
Yeah, it should be good, man. It should be really cool. I mean, there's the Sark tie-in, obviously, and – you know, Washington's still trying to, you know, you get 11 wins in a season. You feel pretty good about that.
Right.
Penix is coming back, so he'll play in the bowl game, which is cool. It's all very
Yeah, because you look around at some of the other ones, again, because you can tell because they don't have betting lines. Like, Bryce Young's probably not going to play. Caleb Williams sounds like he's not going to play in that game against Tulane.
Oh, yeah.
That one actually, that one opened at a point and a half by USC. So if you see why they're only favored by that, it's because of that, you know. And then you kind of look around, it's like, well, if Hooker was playing for Tennessee, that Tennessee-Clemson game would
Why
be really
Why wouldn't Caleb
fun.
Play?
What's up?
Is he that hurt?
It's reported that injury is that bad.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Didn't they say, popped his hamstring or whatever the hell that means?
Yeah, like,
ooh, that shit.
By the way, they needed to get him out of that game.
I'm so mad.
So you were all over
it. Yeah, I was like, dude, he can't even fucking protect himself.
By the time we got to the fourth and it was three scores, and he's still taking hits.
Yeah. And then
I'm just
Lincoln's like oh, he wasn't going to let me. No, that's not
you're
his fucking.
Coach.
You're the coach.
Yeah.
You get his ass out of the fucking game.
Yeah, he did wrong by him in that
you
situation.
You get him out of the damn game.
Yeah, certainly. So, but yeah, no, Saturday was wild. I mean, just the fact that the SEC, we'll obviously dive into this more on like football XOs and all that stuff.
I love
80
this,
points in that game
I
is
love
insane.
This fucking nuts. Team, man.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I like the team a lot, Lash. I just love this fucking team this year for some reason. I don't know why. I'm sitting there like, damn, I just love this fucking team.
Because they're all these like unassuming guys that they're not. Like last year you had N'Kobe Dean, who was the best linebacker in the country, and you got Jordan Davis, who's this bigger than life personality, right? Who's just this like mega star both on and off the field. And they just have, and now it's just, you know, Stetson drop doing this little thing, and you got Christopher Smith, who's just like a solid vet making plays. You
I was
know?
Like, I was sitting there, pick the fucking ball up.
Man, but they broke it down after the game. Great, like they planned that too. Like Christopher Smith knew exactly what he was doing the entire time.
Yes,
and there was only about two other people on Georgia that knew. No one on LSU had any clue.
No clue.
And they sit there because we're all in the press box, like that's a live ball.
Pick the ball up because the angle.
I was like, right, I could see it right there, and you're just sitting there. And then Kirby was joking about it. That's like one rule. If you pick that up,
you got to score.
You got to score. So, yeah, that was a hell of a play. And I mean, between that, like that game, you know, Georgia's probably winning that game no matter what to a certain degree. But like the way LSU put up 500 passing yards and Ringo getting cooked, those are two of the craziest lucky things that happen as far as Georgia scooping score and then that pick that bounced off
his head.
Yeah. I mean, that's
well, the way the game started, you know, LSU was playing good.
Those first two drives,
they went all the way down the field.
They were ready. They had a good game.
I told you, they were coming in and win. Yeah.
Booty got involved early and then just kind of went away.
Yeah.
He's the best player in the offense. I know Jaden Daniels is the man, but Butte is the best player.
He's the best player on offense. 50 receiving yards this season. Like, what the fuck, man?
How many have?
Like 450. He was second on the team.
Had 450 on Saturday.
Yeah, he's the best.
That was one of my keys of the game, man. Booty's got to show up. And look, he showed up for about a quarter.
I didn't know because I've seen maybe, I think, probably about three LSU games this year, like in total. Yeah. And I didn't realize, I mean, part of it was poor tackling for sure. But, you know, I didn't realize how good he was with, like, after the catch, you know, which really separates some wide receivers, especially when you get to the next
level. So good.
So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. he's so good. But it's crazy because everything that we said, the chaos shit. When we left Friday, everything fucking happened. USC lose, TCU loses. Yeah. You're like, ugh, man, that shit.
Yeah,
here we go.
And luckily, they lost the way they lost.
And there goes
fucking
Nick on Fox begging. I was like, come on, Nick.
I didn't even have
the volume up, and I already knew what he was saying.
Dude, yeah. He took the idea that I joke about with you guys and sold it on the air. He said, check the Vegas spreads. See what it would be like. If we're favored, we should be in there. Yeah. And I'm like, Nick, you win it on the field, man. And then he was talking about how his team wasn't healthy in the middle of the season.
Quarterback practices.
And he did it on Big Ten land, which he's talking to, you know, Leinart and Bush and Urban Meyer asking Nick Saban a question about – oh, man, it's just
– yeah, it was
that was
surreal.
Interesting. That was interesting.
It was surreal to see Nick Saban on TV begging.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus, man. Yeah, man. Like, you guys are going to be all right. You're still
it made
Alabama.
Really good TV. Oh, like, sure, I was like, holy crap. Saban's doing a live interview on the Big Ten championship.
Yeah,
right? Good get by whoever their producer
was. Yeah, that's pretty. That wasn't a good get.
I almost wonder if Saban
Nick was like, that's what I'm saying. You think Nick called?
I need some airtime.
Yeah. I think Nick probably called.
He probably texted like Leinart or Bush and was like, call me now.
Yeah, I need about 15 minutes.
Yeah, let me sell it.
I got a camera at that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
House.
Oh man, but yeah, and I really wish it would have been fun. You know, granted, probably neither of them would have played. And I know that I really wanted USC and Alabama to be matched up in the Cotton Bowl. I thought that would have been great. I know they got to pick and do this and that, and it's like, but now you know, Caleb, because it would have been cool if they wanted to play in that again. Bryce Young, there's no reason he needs to play.
Where did LSU end up going?
Citrus.
Okay.
Another Citrus Bowl.
Purdue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's a couple. Well, that'd be fun. There's a couple teams. Like I wish you guys had a better matchup a little bit, and I wish. FSU got screwed. They're playing Oklahoma in like some bowl. Oklahoma's 6-6.
But it's Oklahoma.
Like it's we were joking about it. I would love to see an LSU FSU rematch.
Been
awesome.
That would have been cool
to see what they. You know, I know they don't like to do that stuff.
The Orange down cool. in South Florida.
Yeah, the orange and the Orange Bowl. It's too much for me. I can't. I don't even know if I could turn that game on. It might just overwhelm me. What did you guys think of? Well, there was the 2-point conversion that Kirby went for, which was, you know,
50 points.
Yeah, yes. 50 burger, right?
Yes. Awesome.
And you know, it was funny because after the game, he tried to justify it a little bit. He's like, "Well, the book says."
That's what the book says.
You know, the book says.
What did the book? He's like, "What was it? Running 25? Up the score."
He's like 25, 27, the possessions, and blah 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 blah. But did you guys see what Dabo did on Saturday as well? I mean, so they were up, you know, 3-4 scores on UNC or whatever. Going to line up for the extra point. He puts his son in as the holder. Fake 2-point, sneak in.
Love it.
And he just loses his mind and Dabo loses. Cool moment for his son.
Hell
but
yeah.
It was just like, I'm just like, look at, and you just go over to Mac Brown. It's like,
if they don't lose.
They're down 30 points and Dabo's son
if they don't lose, if they don't lose to South Carolina, are they in?
Yeah.
I thought so too.
Yeah, they're
if they would have started that fucking freshman, would they be in? Yeah. That dude looked awesome.
I'm glad you brought that up because we were talking about it, and I wish I had a better understanding when we had the playoff conversation on Saturday. So the way this new playoff thing would work, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but it is the conference champions who get the bye.
Yes. The highest ranked. You're right.
It's the four highest ranked. I didn't realize that was the specific rule.
Yes.
So
actually missed bye. It should be
so Utah
still
would have
a committee.
Utah
got a bye. We were talking about how these conference championships didn't really mean a whole lot, and it's kind of annoying. But Utah. Also, you know, we kind of disagreed in the way that it was like approached. But, yeah, it would be Clemson would be the three with a bye. Utah would be a four with a bye. So Georgia, Michigan, which it would just be interesting to see Clemson, what they've been through this year, and be the three team with the bye versus someone like even Ohio State or even TCU. Glad TCU got in. The committee did the right thing.
That would put
the right matchups.
That would put Tulane of the remaining eight. They'd be like the two seed, right?
Well, no, they don't. They're not. It's Tulane, the top four out of the power five.
Tulane would be the 12th
or
seed,
the byes, but the six top ranked conference champions get in.
Yeah.
Tulane would be the two seed out of what was left, and probably get their ass kicked by the seven seed.
They would get to host the 11 or whatever. So they would be hosting like Penn State or whatever it is. Yeah. You know, so
they get the shit kicked out of them.
Yeah, probably.
But they get a home game.
Sure.
That bitch would be crazy.
Yeah, it would be crazy down there. That's for sure.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, and those fans, that should be a good time too. But yeah, you guys, we were talking about it kind of a few minutes before we got started as I was finishing up the rundown and stuff. Because we got so much other stuff to get to, we probably won't get into this particularly today. But Rich McKay, some pretty interesting comments before the game yesterday about the stands and what they look like inside the Falcon Stadium.
Yeah,
you guys heard it. If you,
I heard it.
I was so glad you heard it too. Because when I heard it, I couldn't believe what I had heard.
Like all the Pittsburgh Steelers fans, a lot of them live here, and it's not a transient. I was like, oh, so that's why they have all the people in the stands because of that reason, or your team's fans don't show up.
Yeah. Let me try. I mean, I'm probably gonna. This is probably paraphrasing.
Sure.
So I may be misquoting, but let me try to capture the
general gist,
the essence of what Rich McKay said on the Falcons broadcast before they played a football game that counted.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 10 years ago he probably would have been upset that the opposing team had more fans in the building, but now it just kind of is what it is, which is pretty tough.
But he's telling the truth though.
Sure,
yeah.
But if I'm the president of the team, it's always going
to be. They're accepting of the fact that their fans don't show up.
Yeah,
I can't accept that. Yes,
I can't accept that because here's the thing:
all right. We don't need our. Fans
I don't
there.
Think look, Pittsburgh is going to fill up stands. Certain teams are going to kind of have a good showing on the road.
Yeah,
But it wouldn't be like that if the team was
good.
Good,
or at least be 50,
they're 5-8. If they were 10,
like Steelers fans are going to find their way in.
You know who takes over stadiums? Green Bay. You remember that last game at the fucking Georgia Dome?
Yeah, there was a lot of Falcons.
A lot of fucking Falcons.
They were really good
because they were good.
Yeah, that was an awesome environment.
It just feels. It feels really. I don't know, man. That's just a tough message from the top down to be like, yeah, you know what? It's fine. No, it isn't. Like, you gotta, you gotta own your.
It's nice that people are filling the stands, but the idea that it's okay that's okay. Yeah.
It almost like, was like, we're making money either way. Yeah. Like, so I don't really care.
What was the crowd for the,
Honestly, it was disappointing. I mean, as far as like this is from like I've gone to the SEC championship as a fan, I think 3 times, right? And now I've gone as like media guy. This is my 6th SEC championship in a row. And heading into the game, it just had probably the most like lackluster vibe of all of the ones I've been to,
right?
Because like it was scattered up top, like for, and that's whoever. I don't know if that's Georgia or LSU or whose tickets or what. You know, the whole bottom part completely full, all of that. But it was really like 85% full, which for an SEC championship is just kind of like an unheard of situation.
Yeah, right.
So from that standpoint, it was just like, eh. But I will say the LSU fans that came, the majority of them, like a lot of them actually stayed for most of the game, which I thought was pretty impressive. But the whole second half, everyone just kind of wandered out, which was funny because, like, listen, it was a 25-point game. I get it. Like, to your point, let's go have some booze. Let's go have a good time. Go do all those things. But, like, there was so much action in the second half. Like, it was like watching a Madden game where it was just like, well, touchdown, 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 touchdown. You know?
Well, no, I don't know. So a lot of – what most everybody did, and this would have been super easy to do, was just take booze in.
Yeah.
Like, very easily could have been done.
What's your preferred method of sneaking booze into stadiums?
It's, you know, it's been so, the last time I snuck booze into a stadium was in Baton Rouge, and it was a Ziploc bag full of Crown Royal.
And what'd you do with it?
What'd you do?
Just put it in my right here in my belt.
In your region?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Yeah.
And then just dumped it out.
I've done the tape to my back. Like full on,
but I think a water bottle.
I've done a tape to the inside of my leg.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, and a water bottle stuffed in your belt would have worked.
Like, yeah, they weren't really checking that hard. Yeah.
Plus, the other thing too is if you go in and you got like girls in your group, got a girlfriend, whatever, like that, have them do it.
Oh,
or if you're going with like older people, have them do it because they're looking for the 20, 30, 40-year-old guy that's sneaking in.
They're looking for us.
Yeah, exactly. No, for real, because if not, they're going to kind of like let you go on. And
that would have been the preferred thing to do. I did not want – I don't like leaving any game early.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was probably – first quarter is almost over by the time we made it in there.
Yeah.
Just because we were broadcasting.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, our broadcast stopped.
Bo went right up until 4.
Okay.
Yeah, and we got in relatively easily because I was that gate right there. Wasn't super crowded. Got in, found our friends, found our seats and whatnot, and sat there.
Was there a gate right down to the left?
To the right, where we were thinking there was.
Okay. Oh, gate 4. I got you.
Sorry. Yeah, and it just was like, all right, it's halftime. Here comes. Oh, wow, we just made a tiger face with our band. Now, what you couldn't see from where we were sitting, because we're on the 100 level, we could not see the Georgia band spelled Dooley, which that was pretty sharp. When
I got to be honest. I got up at halftime and I went and got some ice cream. I usually don't do it.
You got to take advantage of the
ice
cream.
I had the ice cream machine. I'm usually the, you know, you don't want to be the fat guy in the press conference eating ice cream, but I did it.
Do you get ice cream or yogurt from Racetrack ever?
Nah.
Racetrack's Froyo game is fucking
okay.
Point. Dude, all the toppings.
Well, they got a whole toppings bar.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Soft serve. So how was it compared to that? Chunks of Snickers and stuff?
Yeah.
It's delicious, man.
Yeah, chunks of
Snickers. Picking my own little Blizzard. What you got over there?
No, I was reading because I saw something that Kyle Pitts, what the hell's going on in Florida. Oh, everybody's leaving Florida.
Oh, really? The Gators?
Yeah. We got 17 guys already.
Damn. Man, that's rough.
Yeah.
Well,
not going to the draft. Going to the portal.
Transfer portal day.
It is on.
It is on
for sure.
Go build you a football team.
Dion said, "Come on up. We got room for everybody."
your Dion thoughts on his opening presser stuff, or not presser? Just talk his address that to the students, to his athletes.
I wish it wasn't taped.
Yeah,
I wish it was just him talking to him. But I mean, that's just him.
Yeah,
this dude is about fucking winning, and he ain't about. Only person guaranteed a spot is his son.
Mm-hmm.
And he told you.
Well, he also said,
"I'm bringing my luggage."
He said, stand up. You're my starting quarterback. Also, he's got to earn it. That's what he said right afterwards.
That's exactly what he said.
I think he was like,
"Which one is it?"
Damn, like, I should have said
I probably
that.
Can't just say this. Yeah, he's got to earn it.
Yeah, but it's just, you know.
And by the way, their quarterback at Colorado had 1,200 passing yards.
But they're going to,
he's horrible.
The thing with the best thing for him is that USC, they're leaving. he's gonna get people there because he's fucking Deion. He knows, yeah. And he knows what the hell he's doing. I think that's the one thing. People get caught up in the prime time. This man know what the hell he's
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, no, I agree with
and
you.
And so I just look at it. It's just funny, you know, because I don't understand the disappointment. I understand coming to Jackson State, HBCUs, and people are upset, feeling like it's a stepping stone, but that's what coaches do.
It is. You know? Yep. And that was my reaction to it. It was like, well, what he did was exactly what every coach does, which is, he might have made some public statements that people took, I guess, to heart a little bit more. Right. I'm not sure. But that's what coaches do. He's trying to get kids to go there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't know. I was very interested by the reaction because I understand. It's not – he didn't go to Montana State and then go someplace else. He went to an HBCU and he sold the
– Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He used a lot of that in terms of trying to get guys to go there. But I felt a little bit bad for him in the reaction that so many people had.
It wasn't even feeling bad.
I was like,
bad.
That's not fair.
That's not fair.
It's, not, he it's can't, not fair to he can't, expect.
He can't go. Now, I'm surprised he's still coaching the Celebration Bowl. I'm surprised by that. Yeah. But I'm just like, he can't, like, advance himself?
Yeah, I know. I don't feel bad for Deion Sanders because how can you possibly feel bad for Deion Sanders?
Right.
But, like, just the big picture idea of, like, he's got more of an obligation for some other reason. You know what I mean? Like, almost no coach is held to that standard.
None.
Yeah. Like, people do what he did every single year, and he got a better job.
He
and
got a Power 5 school.
And
like,
he accomplished what he set out to accomplish at Jackson State.
He did.
He
did.
He got college game day there.
Yeah, man.
They were there. They were packed out.
He got the number one player in America
they
to come.
Took over that city.
I mean, he did what he's supposed to do.
Exactly.
And he brought the light and all that. And I just think, I love what Jarvis tweeted out Saturday morning. He's right. Like, HBCUs are not going to fall off the fucking map because Deion's not there.
Right. In fact, he did elevate.
Yeah,
will Jackson State take a step back when Deion leaves for a year or two? Yeah.
Yeah, but
the whole
thing.
And the SWAC and everything. Yeah. It's like it's all elevated because
attention won't be there to the extent that it was. Right. You know, game day is not going to Jackson State next year, probably, maybe, but who knows? Like, he proved that, you know, it takes, you know, you get a recruit or two. Obviously, Deion has a lot to do with it, but like the attention can be there. The interest is there. It's just like any school. You've got to make it interesting.
Do they? I mean, this is going to change with the playoff and the conference games and the number of games and all of that. But if he can, does Deion try to schedule Jackson State or an HBCU?
I would.
To come to Colorado?
I would.
And I think that would kind of come full circle in terms of being able to do something.
Yeah,
because like
then they'd pay him $1.5 million.
Exactly.
But no, the funny
build back up the program. I think that would be
a really good gesture.
Really nice
the fucking AD's call is fucking phrases. They said he don't know where the money's going to come from, but they'll have it. That was the funny shit, too.
Oh, my. Yes.
Which AD?
The Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's a little clip. There's like a six-second clip. He goes, I don't know where, but we're all right.
Neither. I don't know where the money's going to come from.
What money?
To pay Deion.
To pay Deion. Okay.
Well, he's not taking a whole lot, though.
He's taking $5 million.
He's 30 mil over six.
Yeah, making $5 million.
Yeah, when you're Colorado, that's a lot of money.
Well, then he goes, so everyone was just like, well, looks like these student fees are going to go up. Because I know at Georgia, I mean, you guys probably got covered for everything. We just had random shit pop up. It would be like $150 athletic facility
you,
thing.
You owe us $300 this
hold up.
Semester.
So we're paying for the new indoor facility?
that really would happen sometimes,
No, but
too.
It really would. It would just be like $75 spring fee for existing.
Yep.
Like, wait, what?
Yep.
Like, I already got
the football team needed new pads.
They would just they would just create fees out of thin air and make them requirements.
Really?
Oh, yeah. For sure. So Colorado students, get ready for your
$200
fall activities fee.
This has got to help as they're negotiating media rights. Colorado was an afterthought. Now you got Deion Sanders at Colorado. They're trying to get whatever it's Apple TV or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good call.
You bring that to the table, and it's like, hey, we got this guy now.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's going to bring a lot of eyeballs. So
oh, that's a good point.
They're going to get, I mean, I saw some crazy preliminary numbers from the streaming service that they're negotiating with that it's not going to be what the SEC or the Big Ten get.
Sure.
But it's not going to be that far off, especially if USC and UCLA really do leave. That takes two slices out of the pie that just gets redistributed.
Did they find out who they were going to put in their place?
They're not sure they're
Gunner. Okay.
Yeah. If I was them, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. No. No offense to San Diego State or Boise State or whatever. I understand you want more teams for whatever reason, but like 10 teams is enough. That's you get whatever $1 billion of revenue just for a number, then everybody gets $100 million as opposed to $80 million. You know what I mean? Like, what is it making your conference profile that much better just to have the number 12 if the other two teams are schools like that?
It's not. It only makes sense if you have it in where there's a TV market or existence at
right.
all, which it's tough to find ones because all those are being snatched up.
Like,
by
are you really
going to
put, I don't even know what a
Baker,
LA market team like Fresno State, and they're not even really
cutting Baker.
LA.
Cutting Baker?
Wow. Yeah, they're cutting Baker.
Phew. Tough year.
Oh.
San Francisco.
I was just about to say, does San Francisco sign? Like, that's the first thing that popped in my head.
Interesting.
That's the first thing that popped in my head.
Yep.
Because you talk about the one thing that Baker's okay at, right, is the rollouts.
Play action
and
pass.
The nakeds and the bootlegs and all that sort of a thing.
Wouldn't
so,
that be something?
Wow. We see Baker Mayfield talking shit in the NFC Championship playing like the Eagles or the Cowboys.
Right.
By the way, unless they figure out, and Purdy played all right, which is cool. But like, you know, we'll see. You know,
if there's
that.
But it's
Cowboys and the Eagles in the NFC. There's no other team.
If there's a coaching system that can deal with it, it's the 49ers.
I know.
Damn if there's any team.
That really would
you
be
really
something.
You really don't need them to do a whole lot.
You don't.
No, not at
you
all.
You don't.
In fact, just literally don't
the
turn
ball
the ball over.
Don't turn the fucking ball over.
Turn the ball over.
Get it
and
out quick.
And
you
got to
get away
to
with
100 Bowl.
Yards a game through the air if they even would need that. I mean, hell, you got to.
Don't turn the ball over.
That would be interesting.
Don't turn the ball over and no major injuries for them. They'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that does suck with them.
They beat the shit out of the Dolphins with Brock Purdy at quarterback.
They damn sure did.
So I didn't see much of that game. The Dolphins, both tackles didn't go, right?
No, they didn't go. But they scored the first play of the fucking game. The Dolphins
first
scored
play
the first play of the fucking
game.
Oh,
yeah. Field, right?
Yeah.
And then Tua was not
that
sharp.
Was it.
Tua wasn't sharp yesterday.
And then he hurt his ankle, right?
Yeah, but he would have played him.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah,
but I got you. Okay, well, it feels like, you know, and Tua also hurts his ankle every 6 weeks.
So. Yeah, well, get his ass up out of there and live to fight another damn day.
Yep,
for sure.
But yeah, it'll be Baker to San Fran makes a lot of sense. They signed Josh Jackson again. Josh Johnson.
Yeah, that's
really?
The backup.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
I saw that. That was the immediate one.
I saw Eason was the backup in San Francisco.
Practice squad. Yeah.
Oh, is he the practice squad?
Yeah,
okay.
Leave him there.
Maybe elevated because if they're going to go with Purdy, they got to have a backup.
Yeah.
Eason's on an NFL roster.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Right. And bring it back to NFL quarterbacks for a second. The LSU guy, Nussmeier or whatever. Just coming in there.
What a hose.
Slinging. He's just.
Dude, I mean, he was
throwing the ball downfield.
Somebody
the bitch
down
there.
And Ringo's not paying attention.
Ringo's not paying attention. Like, that's why I tweeted, five again, huh?
Yeah, Ringo, he was getting toasted in the first half, but he really quit at halftime. He was
like,
not
what
interested.
What the fuck are you doing, dog?
Yeah, he's got to.
Throw the ball down the
and
damn
that's a,
field,
I mean, that's
man.
An issue against Ohio State.
That's a real problem.
That's for sure. Now, I honestly think that Ohio State-Georgia game might be about the same score as this one we saw on Saturday.
It's going to be
a little bit different flow of the game, I think.
But, I mean, just how the fucking offense looked, like damn, Stetson looked good as hell.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
man. Like, they had it cooking.
They had it
cooking.
I was like, holy shit.
Oh, second drive. Bowers. Bowers and Bowers.
Oh,
they can't stop
maybe him. A little Darnell.
I am so glad
Darnell.
Darnell's knee did not get hurt
dude.
On that play.
Yeah, dog.
Holy crap.
He was pissed about that, too.
Oh, yeah, and he should have been. And I'm glad they flagged him and everything, but I was like, at the same time, I was like,
I was like,
better not take out Darnell Washington right
now. I was like, say, no.
Yeah, no, I was – because he was down and he did the slam,
I was like, oh, no.
So, okay, Andy's going to do what'd you guys do outside football this weekend? Anything fun? I mean, I know we were
outside
doing –
outside of football, zero.
Yeah.
Like, it was all
Sunday, you got to just chill yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Did we have fantasy show yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I went and picked up Olivia after we got off the air.
Sure. Yeah, but we're done it. I mean, dude, it flies. We're done in an hour, you know, so it's just like it's 9 o'clock and you're like, all right.
I was so incredibly like freaking foggy headed for that whole show yesterday, bro.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So we went from the stadium straight to La Perea in Peachtree Corners and got a big ass margarita with a beer hanging out of
as
it.
One should.
Let's
as
go.
One should. I love
Bo, I hadn't eaten.
Bo's the go-to on the – he's the margarita guy. He always does the beer in it, which
I
respect.
I love those.
And
yes.
Just
man,
dump it
so
right
good,
in.
Yes, no
so,
doubt about
oh,
it.
That's the way to do it for sure.
No doubt about it.
Got some tacos and went back to the house and just watched more football and had drinks. And
yeah. I just I ate an obnoxious amount of fried chicken because they're just Chick-fil-A giveaway. I mean, they always have it at the stadium. You're walking out of the stadium too. You're like not even hungry, but they just have them on the thing. You're like, take one with me.
I couldn't eat while we were on the air, like broadcasting, just because my nerves are just so.
Yeah,
you know.
No, I got you. So, I feel you. What, Randy? One thing that's amazing to me for you know, and kind of doing the media thing more and more is like. I'm outside of the locker room, right? We're not, which sucks because the local media doesn't have full access. Like all the people who cover this team all year round, your Seth Emersons and your Brandon Adams and Connor Wright, all those guys. It's we can't go on the field during the celebration.
Oh, okay.
Which sucks.
Only the national pundits.
And that same thing. And it didn't used to be like that because I've been out there for every other SEC championship ceremony. So it's like, all right, we're just sitting in a hallway like a bunch of jackasses. It's kind of dumb, but. This is really more about players. I just went off on that tyrant for 1 second. It's amazing to me, and it also is like this appreciation of these guys just won an SEC championship, and they're getting after it in the locker room because you can hear it down the hallway 15 feet away, as they should, right?
Right.
And it is so like, and I'm just like, I'm trying to put myself in that mindset,
right.
And that hype, doing all these things. They're smoking cigars. People are doing Instagram videos and stuff, again, as they should be, full-on celebration.
Right.
Which LSU really took that to a new level with the college football and the cigars and everything, but
unbelievable.
It's crazy how people and you do have to just calm down and then do a press conference,
right?
And I'm just like, damn, man,
these kids alone.
It's so tough, right. Man. I mean, I get like Kirby, you know, you're paid enough to do that, and he's so good at it that it's just like because he's dancing and jumping in there with them and having a great time, but it's crazy. And then they just got to like walk down this hallway and then be like, hey, walk us through this. It's just so
trying
weird,
to get
man. It's
clawed
like,
ass trying to get a night to your kid to.
Yeah, I know, and you're trying, and they do such a good job of it. But it's like it's amazing that it doesn't happen more with players that they say something. Crazy or what? Because you're so into it, it's so hard to. And like, how hard is that to go from game winning celebration to press? I mean, you did it a bunch.
I think
like,
the one thing is just because you when you're in there with your teammates is one thing, but once you leave out the room, you can kind of let it come down.
Is it that kind of like step on the field mentality? Because your mindset.
Yeah. Okay. Man. All right. Well, but you be in such a rush, so your answers be like because they had Kenny McIntosh and they had Stetson. And the studio, the set for the SEC, they lost sound. So Stetson really didn't have to do nothing. You can barely hear Stetson. Yeah, all the sound went out.
Oh, okay.
And so he was basically up there. You couldn't hear nothing. Stetson said, I was like, all right, well, I'm good. Can I go now?
Yeah.
You know, because this is different. We didn't win this thing.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't win this game last year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we won the championship, of course, which is better. But we didn't win this shit. That's why I was like, damn, I love this damn team.
Yeah.
Because they found a way to get this shit, all the letdown and playing to the level of competition when it mattered most, they showed up.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like all the plays that LSU got. Do not like that one bit, but it wasn't even a consideration of, damn, we might lose this game. We were going to win the fucking game.
Yeah.
It was just more or less like LSU, they came in with nothing to lose and played hard.
And played like it. And they were ready, too. That's the thing. I mean, obviously, you know, special teams, part of it. But, yeah, man, it was interesting, and Kirby pretty much said as much, and we'll get to it on the show, and we'll wrap up here in a minute, is like they played up on the first half, and then they played down in the second. It's just like that was Georgia's season in a nutshell.
And that pissed me off. That's where I was getting frustrated.
It's just like,
dude.
Yeah, man.
What are we doing? Quarters. What are we doing? What are we doing? I know we got it, but still.
Yeah,
for
sure.
But still.
But we're going to get into it more on the show, which you've already heard because this is after the show. Talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.